Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Breaking news from the Supreme Court. It's just begun releasing what we're expecting to be a flurry of opinions on cases heard this term. We've just learned, by a 6-3 decision, justices have upheld Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
We know that in this case, the issue was whether or not Tennessee's law, which bars certain gender-affirming medical treatment for minors, violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. And the court concluded that it did not.
As for the broader impact,
this will allow other states to pass similar laws that restrict minors from obtaining gender-affirming care.
26 states already have laws like Tennessee's on the books. In another vote, the Supreme Court's cleared the way to restart plans to temporarily store nuclear waste at sites in rural Texas and New Mexico. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin's highest court rules in a multi-year battle. Joanne Krulatz reports.
A unanimous Wisconsin Supreme Court has sided with the Democratic State Attorney General in a long-running battle over a law passed by Republicans who wanted to weaken the office in a lame duck legislative session more than 6 years ago. The court ruled unanimously that it's unconstitutional to require the Attorney General to get a permission from a Republican-controlled legislative committee to settle certain civil lawsuits. The court said the law is a separation of powers violation. The Republican-controlled legislature and outgoing GOP Governor Scott Walker weakened executive powers just weeks before Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Democratic Attorney General Josh Call took office.
Wisconsin Rapids is hosting a statewide business incubation conference. Mayor Matt Zacher says the goal of the conference is to identify new ways to start businesses in Wisconsin and to share ideas about what communities can do to incubate small businesses. He wants to make sure that regulatory hurdles aren't discouraging businesses from opening. The Connecting Entrepreneurials Community Conference runs through today. Independence Day plans are announced in Wisconsin Rapids. On Friday, July 4th, fireworks will be launched from the Wisconsin River in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Prior to the display, the Mill Creek Cow Tippers will perform from 6 to 9 p.m. on 2nd Street between Grand Avenue and Jackson Street bridges. The Wisconsin Rapids City Band will perform outside of the Centralia Center starting at 7:30 p.m. The national anthem will be performed by Alexis Walton before the fireworks show begins around 9:30. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Some showers and storms this afternoon with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. A good quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rain is possible. And as the rain winds down overnight, we'll wake up tomorrow to beautiful, bright skies. Warm temperatures may return to the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate you. We're going to have some fun this hour. We're going to get into some entertainment news in a little bit. We'll be touching on some of that. We'll have some other fun stuff for you as well. But right now, to kick off the 10 o'clock hour, a special edition of Meet Your Rafters.
Well, KC was winning. Hank Aaron was beginning.
We're going to talk some baseball now with our Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We are going to let the boys introduce themselves so the audience can put a voice to the name. And then we're going to talk for a little bit and have some fun. So go ahead and we'll start down the line here and everything. Go ahead and introduce yourself, bud.
My name is Ryan Williams. I am a 2025 Raptors intern. I specialize in baseball communications and media relations.
Ryan, good to see you again, man. Thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm
starting to get used to this place now. You can come by all the time.
I love this place.
And go ahead and introduce yourself, Noah.
I'm Noah Reese, and I'm a player on the Wisconsin Raptors.
Yeah. Noah, good to meet you. Good to have you here and everything. I shook Noah's hand earlier, and my hand is still warm. He's a hot bat right now. This kid is hitting like a lights out over there at Winterfield. And appreciate you guys. Let's kick off right there from Winterfield yesterday. The oddness of having to play an end-inning game and then go right into another game. Noah, how was that for you and the boys? How did that go? Have you done that kind of thing before?
No, it was really interesting because we got lightning delayed and then they had to push the game back, and it was definitely interesting for sure. First time doing that, but after the first one, you just had to flush it and get back to the second one.
Got a nice comeback victory yesterday. One thing that I've noticed with this team, and you guys would be able to touch on this better than I can, but I do more than just follow box scores. I'm listening to a couple of innings every game, if not the whole game. I'm going to these games when I can. And it hasn't been the season we wanted. There's no kid gloves about that or anything. At the same time, I haven't seen a game where you guys, I don't care what the score says, I don't see you guys getting blown out. I don't see you guys get out there with your heads down in the dugout or anything. Every inning, no matter what the score is, I see you guys fighting, going out there, doing whatever you can to try to get guys on base. It doesn't matter how much you might be down. Two outs in the ninth, still fighting, still working at it. Is that come from coaching? Is that something that you as players just are playing with? Is it a combination?
I think our team just competes. I think we all love each other, and we have a great camaraderie on the team. So I think at the end of the day, we're always going to fight for each other. And it's just a few mistakes here and there that ends up not going our way. But once we clean it up, we're going to be a really good team.
It's a long season. It's a long season.
Absolutely.
We got plenty of time here.
I love that attitude, though. That's fabulous.
Noah, if you don't mind, I'd like to get to know you a little bit here. Where are you from?
I'm from San Diego, California.
Right on. Oh, beautiful area. Beautiful area. Yeah. I love California. What made you want to do baseball? What made you want to jump into baseball?
I came from a baseball family. Everyone, my family are Dodger fans. Hmm. My whole family's in L.A., and we just love it.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. It's going to be hard to be a Dodger fan right now. It's going to be
really
good. That's so cool. It's got to be pretty awesome right now. That's cool to hear. Now, what made you come to Rapids with your skill set here and everything? Because, man, do you have a five-tool skill set.
I appreciate that. My coach, he said, you want to play in the Northwoods? And I was like, absolutely. And that's how I got here.
Right on. Hooked me up. How are you enjoying it?
It's awesome. Coach Ziggy, awesome guy. I love the team. It's like a family. It's cool.
Right on. Ryan, when it comes to, for you, how this early season has been going and everything, how have you been experiencing it? What have you been up to?
I love it. It's a great experience. Definitely a lot of growing pains to start the year, like how Northwoods League baseball happens. I think from a off-the-field standpoint, we've done a lot of overcome a lot of challenges that I'm really happy with. As far as like the on-the-field stuff, especially with the Northwoods League and guys coming in, guys coming out, I do love the culture that Ziggy has brought. The last time we had this conversation, we talked about guys in the portal, guys coming in, guys coming out. And I really do think Ziggy's bringing in a great group of guys that are buying into the culture here. And we're still having players showing up. And that's the great thing, is there's still a lot of growing pains and it's still early in the year. Mm-hmm. So for those that watch college baseball, Carson McIntyre, who's the right fielder for Oregon State, unfortunately the Beavers got bounced out 6-5 yesterday, but he's going to be one of our everyday starting players coming in the next few days. So we're still waiting for a lot of guys that are really in the Power 5 schools of talent that are going to bring some explosions to our lineup, and I'm really excited for whatever the rest of the season on the way.
It's great points, man. And talking with Coach Ziggy, it's very similar to talking to the River Kings GM and head coach, Coach Peckman, about this. I don't think that there's a tougher coaching job than what these guys do. It's one thing to have a set roster. It's another to be able to adapt and work your team and what you do to your players. Andy Reid, I think, is a perfect example of this, and he's just a big name example, so it's why I use him. But one of the smarter, better coaches in football. But the thing that has always stood out to me about him is I've got this playbook, but I'm not going to just put this on anybody. I'm going to go ahead and see what your skill set is and adapt my playbook to your skill set. I'm going to work with the talent I got. And it's part of the reason he's been successful, a big part of it. I see that in Coach. I see that in Coach Ziggy. I'm sure he's got, in talking to him a little bit, he's got a mentality, he's got a style of play that he likes, but what he is bringing in, he's not only going to work with it, he's going to make sure that your guys' skill sets are not only, you know, taken advantage of on that diamond, but that you guys are also being able to showcase those and share them with their, you know, scouts and anybody else that's watching. It's a tough balance to be on the major league level. I understand the pressures and all those things that are involved, but there's almost a I made it kind of thing, and I'm there kind of thing, and there's no higher to necessarily go. So this is what we're working with. At this level, every single person, no matter what their job is, both of you guys, to Coach Ziggy, to Jake at the GM spot, or, you know, all these different things, are working to build something, build a career, build a resume, and all that. And I find that to be one of the cooler parts of this league, and one of the fun things about it. Another part of it that I find interesting, and I know the audience does too, is a little bit of what you're kind of going through right now, Noah, with the portal and everything. Do you mind touching on that a little bit?
Yes. So I spent 3 years at Biola, and I graduated early. And it's always been my dream as a kid to play Division I baseball. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this last year at Biola, I tried to set myself up to have a good year and, yeah, you know, go D1. And yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. So
right on. We're hopefully we're going to help you do that. We're going to make sure that this community is there supporting you and rooting for you. And I will tell both of you guys right now, wherever you go, whatever you do in your careers, get used to seeing Wisconsin Rapids people liking your things, and that we have a tendency to follow those that come here and spend time here and everything. I appreciate you sharing that, man. This is going to be one of the bigger topics going forward in sports, is portals and a lot of those kind of conversation. So I appreciate you sharing that. It's an interesting story, and you're an interesting guy. I do have to warn you guys, though, you've done too good of a job. Ryan already knows this. Now you got to come back. You do a good job, you have to come back. So Noah, you did too good. You're going to have to join us again, man.
For sure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thanks for coming to town here, bringing your skill set here. We appreciate that. Appreciate you guys being on the air with us. Hopefully we get a game going tonight. We'll see what Mother Nature does. But either way, have fun with the rest of the season, and don't be strangers. We look forward to having you guys back real soon.
Thank you so much, James. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, it's been a good interview. I feel so solid about it. You guys were great. I could have done better. I know the way to land this home, though. I know the way to really stick the landing. Let's give away some Rafter tickets.
Let's give away some tickets.
Yeah. Call up 715-424-2600 or just a Dutch or two away on the Civic Media app. Give me your favorite ball player. Yeah, I make it this easy. I'm not trying to stump anybody. I want them to have the tickets. Go ahead and give us your favorite ball player, maybe your favorite Rafter. Give us one of those answers, and we'll get you some Rafter tickets right here at WFHR, home of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. And you can find out more and get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. Get those tickets, everybody, and we'll meet you at the ballpark. I got a special one going on tonight, too. I almost forgot to mention this. You guys have, what is the promo tonight? It is summer camp night. Summer camp night at the park. Be sure to check that out and have some fun over at Witherfield. We'll meet you there, everybody. Melissa and I will be back with more show coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winterfield. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball!
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last 2 or 3 decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Some showers and storms this afternoon with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. A good quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rain is possible. And as the rain winds down overnight, we'll wake up tomorrow to beautiful, bright skies. Warm temperatures may return to the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Ha! Get in the hot tub! Little James Brown to play Melissa and I in. Hope y'all are having a great Wednesday out there. Thanks for joining us. A big thank you to Noah and Ryan for joining us from our Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. That was a blast. That was awesome. Get to NorthwoodsLeague.com. Get those tickets. Let's show them what home field advantage is, everybody. Every single game at Winterfield this year, I want a full stadium. Let's make sure to show these boys and that come here, hang out with us, visit our town, live here for a little while. Let's show them some camaraderie. Let's show them how much we appreciate them.
And it's just fun down at the ballpark. I've only gone a couple times, and I haven't gone yet this year. I'm excited to go. Mm. So.
Let's plan that. And keep calling up to win tickets, everybody. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you calling up and winning these tickets. We got plenty of them here. We're looking forward to getting them in your hands. They're burning a hole in my pocket, Melissa. I want to give them all away.
You should take those out of your pockets then.
It's summer camp night, too, at the Winterfield tonight. Go ahead and enjoy that, everybody. And, of course, be listening to Playmakers a little bit later today from 4 to 5. Our sports director here at the studios, Michael Comer, will be joining us. We'll keep you up to date on the weather and how things are looking at the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Michael is so well informed about sports. It's just awesome.
Michael's insane. He's got just an incredible brain when it comes to that stuff. And every time I think, I might know something, he doesn't. I'm going to share this with him. Nope, he already knew. He already knew. We appreciate you, Michael. We'll be talking a little bit later. Diving into some entertainment news now. Here, of course, at the home of Dolly Parton News, we begin there. And Dolly has a list of accolades a mile long. And she's also a successful entrepreneur, author, and actor. And now you can add hotelier, or whatever that word is. Hotelier. Yeah. It was
is it a hotel?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I've never heard that word before.
Hotelier.
Okay.
Hotelier? I don't know.
It was
That's a weird word.
It really is. And I actually thought they were making up a word for a second there, but as soon as you kind of knew what I was talking about, like, okay.
Hotelier?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah.
One of
sounds
them.
Good
Something
enough.
Like that. You know what we're talking about now.
Pick whichever one you don't. Like. Pick whichever one you like out there and go ahead and use that one. It was recently announced that Dolly will have a new hotel called Songteller opening in Nashville in the spring.
Songteller?
It's a good name.
I like that.
It will be located at 211 Commerce Street, just blocks away from the Ryman Auditorium and the Country Music Hall of Fame. Wow. What a perfect spot. How did they get that location?
Because it's Dolly.
Yeah, yeah. The Songteller Hotel will have 245 rooms and some amazing features. It'll have two entertainment venues, Parton's Live and Jolene's.
Oh, cool.
Plus Dolly's Museum called Dolly's Life of Many Colors Museum.
Oh, I love it.
There will be a coffee shop called Cuff of Ambition.
Perfect.
Also, her venue, Jolene's, will be on the 11th floor featuring beautiful views of downtown Nashville.
Oh, that's so cool.
I'm sold. I'm definitely sold on this. Like, I've always wanted to. That is one of the top five places I want to visit. Nashville, Tennessee in general. Memphis, Nashville, I want to visit both of them. So, I mean, I need a place to stay. You know, there we go.
Right?
Let's stay there.
Of course, got to sleep somewhere.
That sounds really good. And the names for these things are so good.
It's almost like she's a song teller. Storyteller.
Almost. It feels like that she should, you know, she should give that a shot. She should try. She should give it. it's funny to me. You know, there's such a weird line for people of selling out or, you know, overselling yourself or any of these kind of things. And then there is artists that we just can't get enough of. Mm-hmm. Like, we've only done three shows this week, and two of those shows we've had Dolly Parton stories. And we still haven't gotten enough. We haven't gotten enough. I don't know. I wish her the best. Keep doing this thing.
You know, I think we should write her a letter, though, James, and tell her that how much we talk about her.
I bet you
she'd respond.
You know what? I almost think she would. I almost think she would. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We should definitely do that. Definitely.
We should.
Oh, we're doing that. It's just done. Mm-hmm. We're doing it. there's an interesting trend going on in with bands right now. Ghost and Sleep Token both released new albums. These are bands, for those that don't know. They both debuted at number one in the Billboard 200. And they are masked bands. They are bands that don't show their face. They cover up their face. Maybe Kiss to Another Level, if you need a reference. You know, Slipknot and some other bands might be references as well to people out there. Okay. And this is not actually new, but this is technically becoming a trend. You can trace this back to what they call theater rock. Alice Cooper, David Bowie, again, Kiss, things like that. Bands like Gwar, Mushroom Head, Slipknot, when we were kids, they were big at this. There was a guitarist, Buckethead, that's really good at what he does. Literally just wore a bucket on his head.
What's the rationale behind covering up their faces?
There isn't really so from what I've heard, I imagine that every person might have a different theory or a different way of talking about this. But overall, what I've heard from people is they want it to be about the music, not the person. And they also, especially in this day and age, a lot of people, this is a way of them keeping some privacy while still being in the public eye.
Okay, that makes sense.
The wonder is, and there's a couple of articles that are out right now, is if this is becoming the new trend and this is going to be the new way that bands just kind of do this. To which I say, are you insane? there are going to be plenty of bands that might do this, and maybe there's even a rise of it. But you're never going to, the music industry, I don't know if it's 50-50, but for every person that's in it because they just literally love music, this is what they want to do, it doesn't matter if they become famous or not. There are people that are only in the music industry to become famous.
Right.
And, you know, they're of course going to show their face and their body and all that. And I'm not even judging that. That's just being honest.
No, it's just reality.
Yeah, yeah.
Not everybody's going to follow the same trends.
There's a new band, Nova Machina, a band that's blowing up on TikTok right now. They have a gimmick on top of the mask thing, which is they claim to be from the year 2192.
Okay, I love that.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Oh, that's fantastic.
Hey, you know what? I don't know if David Bowie messed a little bit with that world, but I don't think anybody's ever really done that. That's not bad.
Yeah, just like straight up, like, we're from the future.
Yeah, I mean,
we're going to play you music.
That's pretty good. I love the idea, though, of that band. They come and they do polka. Everything they do is poking, like, hey, it just came back around. You know, music comes in trends. It's the year 2192, and the biggest form of music is polka.
Accordions are amazing instruments, though. I really do. I'd love to be able to learn to play one.
I think it's a sneaky, wonderful instrument, the accordion. Mm-hmm. I generally like the sound of the accordion. It's a fun one.
And it's so versatile.
Yeah. I want to get into our WFHR newsletter. We are just about a day away from a new edition showing up in your email box. We've got our team here at Civic Media and, of course, here at WFHR and WRI hard at work at that one, Melissa.
Yes, indeed. And if you'd like to sign up, you should do so before noon tomorrow. If you're not already signed up, just head over to WFHR.com. If you scroll down the page, oftentimes it will just pop up. Because it's a pop-up that comes up on the window, so you can just sign in. Otherwise, it's down on the right-hand side. Give us your email address and your zip code, I believe, and it will come into your email inbox at noon on Thursdays.
Cannot encourage you enough to do that, everybody. It is your one-stop shop for anything going on here in Central Wisconsin, whether we're talking...
Well, as much as we can cover.
Yes. Yeah. Very true. But boy, do we cover the gamut of things. And to be honest, if there are things we are not covering you'd like us to, well, sign up for the newsletter and let us know.
And let us know. There's a spot there where you can tell us what you want to have in your newsletter, and we will do the best we can to accommodate that.
Sign up at WFHR.com. Keep in mind, you can stream us from there as well and catch all of our previous release shows. And that's where you can catch the Rapids Report and things that are streamed exclusively at WFHR.com.
Yes, our podcasted shows, which we are hoping to have community stories back at that very soon.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if you wanted me to say that.
I think we can talk about it. It's in the works, but I don't have a this is when it's happening for sure.
Mm-hmm. But it is really encouraging, very exciting, the award-winning show, looking to bring it back. That is fantastic to hear. I got to check out this article Brittany wrote about water in Wisconsin. I didn't see that one. I got to bookmark that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That looks good. Our good friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater have been having a lot of fun throughout the main stage season. And, of course, they're going to have a lot of fun this summer. A lot of great shows going on. We encourage you to check out. And one of them is happening in just a couple of hours. WRCT's Youth Theater is going to be at Lunch by the River with Snow White and the Seven Endings.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's going to be a really fun time over there at tomorrow at Veterans Memorial Park. I got ahead of myself. That'll be going on tomorrow.
When is Lunch by the River, James? Thursdays.
It's only been that way since the dawn of this.
Just talking about Thursday, though, with the newsletter. You get a pass.
That's going to be a fun event, and they got some other great kid stuff going on over there. I encourage you to find out more at wrctheater.org. WRCtheater.org.
Yeah, Dare to Dream is this weekend.
Yes, check that out. We'll be talking more about that tomorrow and Friday. And
yeah, there's a sneak peek on their Facebook page, so head over there if you want to hear the kiddos singing.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that is cool.
I just saw it this morning. I think Gretchen just posted it this morning.
Right on. Good work, Gretch. Go check that out, everybody. That's awesome. And, of course, make plans, get ready, because it is that time. The Cranberry Blossom Fest is kicking off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole Blossom Fest, there will be the Berry Fest raffle that is going on, and there are going to be other great things happening for the next couple of days right here at the heart of Cranberry Country, Wisconsin Rapids. The festival is filled with berry fun events, including live music, a parade, arts and crafts, a carnival, a quilt show, food, and, of course, Cole's Culinary Treats featuring Wisconsin's number one fruit crop, the cranberry.
Cranberry.
So much going on. Our own Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo is really going to be kicking things off tomorrow from 10:30 to 4:30 with their dive into the world of whales ocean adventure.
And it's a giant whale.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
So cool.
I hope I can see it from here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get over there. I got to get over there. I wanted to report.
Not very far.
I wanted to be able to do a remote from inside the whale. I really wanted to be able to do that. Cool. That'll be fun. We're looking forward to that kicking things off. We're going to have a lot of fun talking about it. And, of course, we're going to have fun being a part of things. WFHR and WYRI will be broadcasting live and direct from the Arts and Crafts Vendor Fair Saturday.
Yeah. We'll be there Saturday.
So from 10 to noon, you and Pam will be down there, right, Melissa?
Yep, we're going to be live broadcasting from 10 to noon on WFHR from the vendor fair.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And then from noon to 2, over on 105.5 WIRI, Laura and Dottie will be over there.
Yeah, our radio personalities from WIRI.
It's going to be fun. We're looking forward to hanging out with you and having some fun. Stop by our area and say hi. We got these cool
sunglasses.
I think
we're going to have stuff to give away, you should come see us.
Got these cool sunglasses. You want to check those out, everybody. And according to my mom, they work really good.
Nice. And I think we have some lanyards.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fun time.
Stop on by, say hi. And, of course, find out more and make your plans to attend as many events as you can. Buy local, support local. The Blossom Fest, Cranberry Blossom Fest going on. Go to blossomfest.com to find out more. Blossomfest.com. Big time shout out to all the nonprofits, all the businesses, and all the volunteers that make this happen every year. We appreciate you.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. Big labor of love for our community.
We will take a time out, get to our news, sports, and entertainment break. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun. When we get back, how much time does the average American get to themselves every day? Not enough. We'll come back and we'll give you the answers on that coming up on The Morning Show.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The state Supreme Court has struck a blow to the Republican-led legislature, saying lawmakers can't hold up the Attorney General from finalizing settlements in lawsuits. In a decision issued Tuesday, the court said when the lawsuit involves things like civil enforcement, those, the court said, are up to the executive branch. It partially undoes a 2018 lame duck law requiring the Department of Justice to get approval from the legislature's budget committee before settling. The state Supreme Court has a liberal majority, but Tuesday's opinion was unanimous and written by one of the court's more conservative justices, Brian Hagedorn. The decision comes as Call announced yesterday that Wisconsin and 54 other attorneys general plan to move forward with a $7.4 billion settlement with opioid maker Purdue Pharma. The suit accuses Purdue of aggressively marketing painkillers and fueling the opioid crisis. Call says while the money helps, it's impossible to fully make up for the harm.
There's been an enormous amount of money spent on public health care costs. And much more importantly than that, there has been devastating loss of life as a result of this epidemic. One of the things that we have known throughout this process is that in seeking accountability from companies like Purdue, while we will be able to get a measure of accountability, we're never going to be able to get the kind of recovery that I believe matches the scale of the harm done, even in dollars and cents terms, let alone given the horrific human toll from this epidemic.
Under the proposed Purdue settlement, the Sackler family would be shielded from future lawsuits from Wisconsin. Under the agreement, Wisconsin would receive around $80 million, with payments spread out over the next 15 years, but more than half the money could come more quickly, in the next 3 years. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of a three-game series between the Cubs and the Brewers tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago winning last night, 5-3. Milwaukee's Chad Patrick lasted five innings before turning it over to the bullpen, Pat Murphy.
I thought Chad Patrick did a nice job. He had a little struggle in the fifth there, third time around. I thought Mears and Rob Z, at least for the first inning, and Anderson were really good. So a lot of positives from it. You know, a lot of good things tonight, so I'll stick with that right now.
NBA Finals, the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with a strained calf muscle. No word if he'll play when the Pacers host the Thunder tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers' new president, Ed Policy, on the Lions, Vikings, and Packers this season.
You know, it's pretty exciting because I don't think the entire NFL has ever been more competitive than it is right now. And I think our division is not only the most competitive division in football right now, but maybe in the history of the NFL.
That's the Packers' new president and CEO, Ed Policy, with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Carrie Bradshaw, a.k.a. Sarah Jessica Parker, recently spoke to Huffington Post UK. During the interview, she talked about the backlash she received for playing Bradshaw on HBO's Sex and the City. Parker discussed the double standard between men and women and how women are treated differently when they're portrayed as cheaters on TV. Parker made a point to say that her character on And Just Like That is judged similarly decades later. New episodes of And Just Like That premiere Thursdays on Max. For those of you who are like me and live in a remote area, there is good news regarding a new comedy to check out. Friendship is now available to stream, according to the New York Post. The A24 cringe comedy that asks the question, should men have friends, stars Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd and had a modest but successful limited theatrical run. Friendship is available to stream on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeah.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter, there's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker in a move for the ages. 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Some showers and storms this afternoon with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. A good quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rain is possible. And as the rain winds down overnight, we'll wake up tomorrow to beautiful, bright skies. Warm temperatures may return to the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Trying to jump in between. Locally grown radio, we hope you're having a good one out there. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for being here, everybody. We got an interesting one here that to get to, and I like to find things that are relatable. I like to find things that the more people that can relate to it, the better. I don't know. The topics we've chosen today, Melissa, I feel like they're some of the most wide-ranging we've ever done. Yeah. And this one, I got to think, is pretty darn universal. Everyone has stuff they want to do in their, quote, free time, but not everyone has free time to do it in. And we may even need to explain what free time is to some people. Like, so free time is when you...
it's what recess used to be when we were in school.
Yes, perfect, perfect description. According to a new report, the average American only gets 9.5 hours to themselves every month, which doesn't really amount to a lot. That's about 570 minutes, but it breaks down to about 2 hours and 20 minutes per week, or just 20 minutes per day.
Hmm.
The most common things that get in the way are family obligations, work commitments, financial constraints, social obligations, and, quote, guilt. More on that later. And people would be willing to cough up some major cash for a full day of peace and quiet. The average American would pay $2,521 for a totally free day.
Wow.
And
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And parents would be willing to pay $1,147 more, or around almost $4,000, just for a free day. Wow.
Can you put me in touch with those people? Because I really need to buy a bed, and they're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I am happy to babysit.
I'm a world-class babysitter as well, so I will be back.
I also can clean your house for you.
Yep, I'll do that. Yeah, yeah.
You know, those two things, if you want to give me several thousand dollars so you can have a free day, call me up.
I'll give you a bargain. I'll give.
No kidding. No, I need the several thousand, because that's what a bed costs nowadays.
Oh, yeah. The report says also says people would be willing to pay an average of $340 for just one extra hour of sleep.
Mm.
Overall, 53% of people say they need more alone time than they're currently getting, and nearly 38% admit to lying to a partner, friends, or family to get some time to themselves. Wow. That is, wow.
Okay, but is it a lie when you say, I have something, I have something going on, and I can't be there?
Yeah.
And the something you have going on is spending time by yourself. That is not a lie.
Not to me. Like, and just
I think we need to normalize that.
Yes. I was just going to say to anybody, if there's anybody in my life doing that, you don't have to. If you're like, look, man, I know we had plans, but I just need some time. Cool. I get it.
Yeah.
There are
definitely people out there who would be like, well, no, you don't have...
The guilt.
You're not doing anything. Come hang out with me.
Yeah,
but I am doing something. I'm hanging out with me.
Well, and it it's interesting to hear that guilt part of things. So I make the joke all the time about, you know, my mother, my Jewish mother having a black belt in guilt, and Jewish guilt is so heavy. But really, every creed, everybody has their own version of this and everything. It's just a little old joke that I make. But there is a lot of truth, I think, to how much guilt, you know, works our life. And can control our lives, not completely, but in certain ways. Now, well, I think that there is some of this that is a positive, actually. I think that some of this keeps us in check. Some of this keeps us in perspective. How often, how many times in life have you done something because you felt guilty, and then at the end of it, we're like, oh, I'm glad I did that. Oh, that felt really good. It can have a positive, maybe not a big one, and maybe it shouldn't take guilt to get you to do that, but just looking at silver linings.
Yeah, and I think that we do need to look at silver linings with guilt, because a lot of us have experienced guilt for, I don't want to say inappropriate reasons, but I'll just take myself for instance. My parents chose to parent us with using guilt as a parenting mechanism, and that was not healthy. Yeah. It was not healthy for us as children growing up, and I don't think it was healthy for them either. But it has caused some serious hang-ups with guilt now as an adult that I'm having to deal with. So I do think that there are some ways that it can be helpful, but it can definitely be hurtful.
And I think that the guilt that we feel, we have to remember so that we're not putting it on others. Mm-hmm. If that friend, if that person, if that significant other comes to you and says, look, I need time to myself, or I need time alone, or I got whatever it is, like, don't make them feel bad about it. Don't make them feel guilty for it and everything. And
it's not going to have the result you want.
And remember it so you can use it later. No. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I cannot stress enough. I'm kidding.
No, actually, there's nothing wrong with that.
It is a give and take, life, no matter what relationships we're talking about. But you use the word that I appreciate about this, in normalizing. And while there are so many things I think that we've normalized that we shouldn't have, I think the list of things we need to normalize is gigantic.
Yeah, and self-care is okay.
Yeah, because we've gotten to the place as a society where we say mental health, we talk about mental health things, and we don't have to do it in a hushed voice. That's cool. That's great. Well done, society. Now it's on us to go to the next level of that and actually putting it into action. And doing something with it.
Mm-hmm. Because taking the time that you need, you know, to reset for yourself is mental health care.
Yeah. I've had friends that have taken vacation time, and they don't go anywhere. They don't do anything. They just need the break. Like,
I'm that friend.
Yeah. I didn't know. And just that alone, just take a look at that right there. And that, if that doesn't tell you that prime example, then I don't know what will. And I do think that there might be people out there that might think that this is far-fetched or isn't that stress. And to those people, I envy your life. Because I don't think that there are, I really do think that we're talking like high 90 percentile here of people that would agree with this article, that people would feel this way. I don't think that's exaggerating. I think it's a really high percentage of people. TalkerResearch.com, by the way, is the website. You can find the complete article. While we can't do certain things, obligations and commitments are what they are, whether it's family or it's work. Life is life. It's meant to be lived, and it's meant to be done. I'm not going to complain or have a problem with those. But I do think that the guilt part of this is something we can do something about, and giving each other some grace with this topic. The government's not going to come out and make a bill that's going to make us do this. And they wouldn't even be able to agree on it anyway. They wouldn't even be able to get it passed anyway. But it's on us as society. It's on us as people to give this to each other, to do this for each other.
Give each other grace.
Government has its place, has its importance, but we put too much importance on it way too often. You know, for an example, government didn't make us recycle. It told us to, but it didn't make us do it. There were laws, yes, there were things that they told, you know, they give you a recycling bin, all these things. We as a society agreed to start doing this in our own homes individually when nobody's looking around and putting it in the recycling thing and not in the garbage. We did that as people. We, the people, did that. We can do this with this too. We can do it with anything. Yeah, we can. I'm not going to wait around for a bill to get passed on this one. I'm not going to, you know, I'm doing this in my own life, and I encourage others to do this. And it's really fun to be able to be the bigger person. No, I'm joking. I was just thinking of an example of this with my mother the other day that happened, and I haven't had that very often in my life. trying to find it for your own self, those moments. Yeah. I think it's important too.
Life circumstances do make it more difficult. You know, having kids, having a family, having pets, having obligations, like you said, some of those things we don't have control over. But finding those moments to take for yourself, and it's okay to take them. That's part of it, is just giving yourself the permission to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, perfectly said. I did want to take a moment to touch on a good story of the day. I teased this on Monday, and you can find this at UPI.com. Ben Hooper does some really nice reporting over there at UPI. An Oregon middle schooler has designed prosthetics for a paralyzed dog.
Oh.
The 7th graders at Valley Catholic Middle School in Beaverton were challenged to create a prototype prosthetic for Ember, a 16-week-old labradoodle whose back legs were paralyzed as a result of spinal injury.
Oh, my.
The project served as the first exam for the school's STEM program. Shout out to STEM.
Yeah.
The school's STEM teacher, Suzanne Fu, great name. The goal of the project is to challenge students to apply their knowledge to a real world scenario. The students' designs were all constructed from recycled materials, were tested using a stuffed animal. That's awesome. The school said there is a possibility of more successful designs from the class being 3D printed in full size to see if they can actually help Ember walk.
Oh, nice.
And from the looks of it, this is, you know, not only going to help Ember, but going to help other animals as well.
Yeah. Wow.
It's an amazing story. And so one thing that I think that is really cool about the STEM program, one of the many, many cool things about it, is the older we get, the more our imaginations are affected. I'm sorry for not having a better verb, but I don't want to say that they get infected
dimmed.
Yeah, dimmed. Yes, for a variety of reasons.
We get a little jaded. We get disillusioned. The older we get, we have our trust broken, like we talked earlier.
Even the older we get, the more entertainment or the more art we take in, the more our creativity is altered and changed.
But and influenced.
Yes, influence is the right word for that, I think. Whereas when you're that young and there's a limited amount of influences and you've only been on this planet for so long, so you've only had so many, their brains are not just sponges for knowledge, they're sponges for creativity.
Yes.
And the idea of, taking 50 adults and putting them in a room and every one of them are going to look at this project differently, but then you put 50 kids in that room and they're going to see the world differently, the whole room differently. We need to be using that more. I'm not saying everything they do obviously running with it or anything like that, but
all right, sweatshops for kids.
That was a great idea, James, and I'm done. This is my last day, everybody. Got canceled. See ya.
But that is something really exciting about these STEM programs. And like what Mr. Benjamin Peters is doing in the Nakusa School with their 3D printed class, in the interviews and the stories that I did with them on Community Stories Junior, just allowing their creativity to be applied to solve problems. Like they can follow it from idea to conception to reality, which is just so cool.
That's
not something we could have done as kids, but what they're able to do with 3D printers now is just fantastic.
It's amazing, and we're just in the beginning of this.
Yes,
we're just getting started.
It's
so cool. We'll take a quick time out because we're just wrapping up. We'll be back to wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Some showers and storms this afternoon with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Good quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rain is possible. And as the rain winds down overnight, we'll wake up tomorrow to beautiful, bright skies. Warm temperatures may return to the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Take you to the top of the hour. Got great civic media programming coming up for you after that. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. It's been a really fun show. Appreciate you listeners out there, your feedback, the rafters for joining us. That was a lot of fun. Speaking of rafters, we're going to be talking about that a little bit later today during Playmakers. Be sure to join us from 4 to 5 over on 105.5 WIRI. We speak sport. We'll be talking with you about sport and other sport things.
We must talk sport.
Yes, we will be getting into that a little bit later. Michael Comer will be joining us. It should be a fun show. Be sure to join us with your sports takes and feelings. Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. It will be your tailgate, your pregame for the Rafters hosting the Madison Mallards tonight. Should be a good one. 6:20. Our pregame will start here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Looking forward to that. And the gang, the boys of summer, will be back and will be in Madison on Thursday. More on that tomorrow.
So would it be appropriate to say the Rats against the Ducks?
Yes, it would. Yes. Oh, that's good. That's very good. Rats versus Ducks. Be sure to check that out tonight, everybody, right here at WFHR. And Melissa, it's a Wednesday. We know what that means around here.
It means bingo.
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 Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Join them tonight at 430 West Jackson Street. Their doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Buy local, support local. Our Elks Lodge does so many amazing things in this community. We appreciate them. Help them keep doing that stuff and have some fun with some bingo tonight.
Yeah, who doesn't like bingo?
We should do that as a team.
We've talked about it multiple times, James. One of these days.
I think it'd be fun. I haven't played bingo in years. That'd be fun.
We always do it at our family Christmas.
Melissa, I appreciate you sending this over. The Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club is hosting a brat fry this weekend. It's going on June 20th, 21st, and 22nd to support the 16 members from Lincoln, Nakusa, Port Edwards, Adam Friendship High School Trap Team who earned their spot to compete at the USA High School Clay Target League Nationals in Mason, Michigan.
It's coming up. They need help with travel expenses.
Please come support the team at the Brat Fry held at 998 Ranger Road right here in Rapids. Help them reach their goal of selling 400 brats. Oh, we can do that. That's not that many. Yeah, we can do that.
Seriously, like I want to go buy two. I haven't been to a Brat Fry yet this year, James.
Oh yeah, you
that's
do
just
that.
Wrong.
I think I'm going to pick up my dad and we're going to go do that. That sounds awesome. My father loves supporting the local sports and loves a good brat. Especially if he didn't have to cook it. You really like that.
I don't have a grill right now, so I need somebody else to grill it for me.
We'll talk more about that the next couple of days and make sure that everybody knows about this
one. Because it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They start at 10. What is it? 998 Ranger Road?
Yep. Yep, 998 Ranger Road. Yeah, whoa. Good job. Nicely done, yeah.
But they also have some like goodies, so you can get a whole meal.
Yeah, yeah.
Brat and dessert.
It's going to be a really fun event. Be over there. Buy local, support local. Everybody support these kids. Congratulations to them, by the way.
No kidding.
Time congrats to them. That's impressive.
I've never actually seen a trap shooting competition, but I've played a lot of Duck Hunter.
Yeah, similar. I haven't seen a competition, but I've seen it done. And yes, like you, I played a lot of Duck Hunter with Gorgo. That dog. And I want to remind everybody that our friends at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce have these wonderful monthly and weekly events going on all year long in our neighboring and our communities here. One of them is Rendezvous in the Park. It is happening today. It is sponsored by our friends at Paper City Savings Bank. They're going to have the food truck down there, the Big Pen. Great name.
The Pig Pen?
The Pig Pen, yeah. The Pig Pen. What did I say? The Big Pen? Sorry, dyslexia.
It sounded like big, but I thought it was. I thought you said pig, so I'm just making sure I heard it right.
That's not a bad name, but the Pig Pen is a perfect name for a food truck. That's awesome. That's a great name. Check out their food and the great people over there, and check out some wonderful entertainment from Steve Strassman. This is all taking place at beautiful Riverside Park, one of my favorite parks in the whole world. 916 Prospect Avenue in Nakusa. Even just taking a walk along the lake is beautiful. It's a view like a few others in this state. Be sure to check that out. They're going to be doing this again in July and August. Make plans for those and make plans tonight from 5:30 to 7. Head on over to Nakusa at beautiful Riverside Park and enjoy Rendezvous in the Park.
Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in volunteering for the Midwest Fest, which is happening on Saturday this weekend, I think that they're having their meeting in that area tonight as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Be sure to check that out.
So if you want to get involved in volunteering with that, just swing on by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for that, Melissa. Mm-hmm. Also, Lunch by the River happening tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 right here in Rapids at Veterans Memorial Park.
Yes, and there'll be entertainment by the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. The kids are going to be performing.
That's going to be so much fun. Go down there, check that out. Get some great food while you're at it, everybody. Yeah. That's going to be going on as well. Of course, some of our favorite food trucks and chefs and cooks and stuff are going to be down there.
And if you bring cash, you won't be limited to which trucks you can buy food from because cash is universal.
Yeah, yeah. So you're covered. Your bases are covered doing it that way. Go for it. And join us for Lunch by the River. Going to be a fun time tomorrow. Big shout out to our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, doing a great job with that, as they do every year. And of course, we are right around the corner from Cranberry Blossom Fest. A lot of great things happening with the event. We mentioned our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo, Helen's Zoo House, tomorrow from 10:30 to 4:30. We'll have their forest whale, this 65-foot life-size inflatable whale that you can journey into and check out.
I want to see that.
That's going to be going on. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, Cranberry Blossom Festival also features some of our local nonprofits, including our great friends over at the Southwood County Historical Museum. They'll have their exhibit open this Friday from 1 to 3. And then Saturday, their famous ice cream social will be going on from 1 to 3.
Cool.
That's always a good time. Be sure to check all of that out and support Phil and the gang over there at at the Southwood County Historical Museum.
I'd also like to mention Downtown on Tap is happening on Friday from 5 to 9 in Veterans Memorial Park. That's free to attend. There'll be live music from Barefoot Americans and face painting by Our Heart Studios. You can bring your chairs. There's a purchase. They'll have food trucks again and beverages that you can purchase at the surrounding businesses there.
Check that out, everybody. Check out our rafters tonight at Witterfield. They got summer camp night going on tonight on the 21st, their car show. And then Bark in the Park is back on the 22nd.
Oh, wow. There is so much happening this weekend, James. Yeah, How are we going to get to it all?
I don't know. We've got to live vicariously. You know what? We're going to need some people out there to go to some of this stuff and let us know how it went.
Take pictures and put them on our Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah. We encourage you to do that, everybody. And as well, encourage you to check out the Andrew Mueller Benefit Show.
Yes, that's at the Golden Sands.
Mm-hmm. It's coming up on the 21st. It'll be this weekend. It's a wonderful time for a wonderful cause, Melissa.
Yes, indeed. For those that don't know, Andrew Mueller died from an anaphylactic shock because the first responders didn't have epinephrine. So that's what they're trying to have a bill passed that will require that first responders carry that.
Encourage you to check that out, attend. Big shout out to everybody involved, our friends over at Golden Sand Speedway. Great people over there.
And remembering Andrew and his love for vehicles.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the family, too, sharing him and sharing that with us. We appreciate that. Quick note, tomorrow, Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods will be sitting in with us on the morning show here. We'll have some fun with that. And we will welcome in Denise from the Southwick County Humane Society.
Nice.
We'll be talking with our Pet of the Week. We'll have our Pet of the Week tomorrow.
Cool.
That'll be a lot of fun. Shout out to Milltown Coffee, sponsoring that. We appreciate you. I wanted to mention a couple of good stories from around the states. A high school principal in Arlington, Texas, made headlines after he wrote a personalized note to every single student in this year's graduating class. 443 of them.
Wow. I want to know when he started.
Yeah, that's a great question. I knew you would come up with a good question for that. Oh, more power to him. That is amazing.
That is awesome.
And it also set a high bar.
Jeepers.
I might do that by last year. I don't know. Like every year, you're going to be doing that then. But I'm sure he doesn't mind. I'm sure he looks forward to it. That's pretty cool.
And he cares about his kids. That's just awesome.
That's a really good story. We'll have more good stories for you tomorrow. Melissa will be back with us on Friday. Get you ready for your weekend. Great show today, Melissa.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin's highest court rules in a multi-year battle. Joanne Krulatz reports.
A unanimous Wisconsin Supreme Court has sided with the Democratic State Attorney General in a long-running battle over a law passed by Republicans who wanted to weaken the office in a lame duck legislative session more than 6 years ago. The court ruled unanimously that it's unconstitutional to require the Attorney General to get a permission from a Republican-controlled legislative committee to settle certain civil lawsuits. The court said the law is a separate